From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The presidential campaign continues today in the Southeast. The next big stop for Republican hopefuls is Florida, which holds its primary next week. The race there is pretty much a four-way tie. And what sets Florida apart from all the contests to date is that it's the first place former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is playing to win. His strategy has been to run a minimal campaign in the earliest states, focusing on a breakthrough in Florida. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Orlando.
It's something we've not seen in Iowa or New Hampshire or anywhere else, for that matter, a Rudy Giuliani bus tour, with the candidate attending rally after rally from morning to night.
Come on up here, Rudy. Come on up here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Giuliani in the Florida city of Celebration, a community built by Disney and located not far from Disney World. It wasn't a massive rally. It was held in the atrium of a building at Stetson University, and about 300 people were packed in pretty tightly. The candidate made it clear right at the top of his speech that a lot is at stake here.
You're going to make sure that Florida really counts in this election, aren't you?
Yes!
Florida counts, and I'm counting on Florida. Both ways.
Giuliani made his reputation as mayor of New York, most significantly on September 11, 2001, and Florida has lots of retirees from that region. But his stump speech this week focuses first on his plans for the economy, noting huge new concerns on that score. He describes himself as the only Republican candidate with a proven record of cutting taxes. Then, about three-quarters of the way into his remarks, he switches topics.
Most important thing of all is our national security. We... And I believe that I would be the best to keep our country on offense against Islamic terrorism.
Giuliani says the Democrats seem to want to switch to a defensive posture in fighting terrorists by advocating withdrawal from Iraq.
Our goal in Iraq, plain and simple, should be victory in Iraq. And our goal with Iran has to be an Iran that is not a nuclear power. No how, no way. And we have to finish the job in Afghanistan and make sure that we have defeated al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and that we catch bin Laden.
In the crowd, Giuliani supporter Tom Dahl watches and nods. A 62-year-old retiree from Virginia, Dahl is impressed.
And every time I hear the guy address complicated issues, he has the ability to take a complicated issue, simplify, get to its core. And I don't care whether we're talking immigration or Social Security or, you know, the world economy, the guy's a smart dude.
Standing not far away in the back of the room was fourth-year med student Tim Elder, who lives in Celebration. He's undecided on who he'll vote for, but Elder does say he questions Giuliani's strategy to lay low in the earliest states, focusing so much on Florida.
I don't know. It's definitely risky. I mean, he hasn't been making himself known in where the media coverage has been. He's been in Florida away from it all.
Of course, now all that coverage is coming to Florida, and Giuliani is once again in the media mix. But suddenly all of the other candidates are here as well. Polls show four of them tightly bunched together, with John McCain using the bounce he got in New Hampshire and South Carolina to wipe out what was once a solid Giuliani lead in the state. Don Gagne, NPR News, Orlando.